分。Hey, good morning. This is Pete from Cardiff. Is this Alan?
Yes.
Hey, is this a good time for you to chat, or you want me to call back later?
What's it about?
It looks like you were interested in our working capital program. You went online and registered for a call today, this morning.
For which one?
Working Capital, Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, I think that might have been yesterday. Yeah, I can chat for briefly.
Yeah, yeah. So, it looks like you were interested in the program. I just need to, you know, confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then I'll answer some questions and point you in the right direction, okay?
Okay.
And legal name of the business is Stubbs Consulting, is that correct?
Yes.
And is that your DBA name as well?
SCI is DBA name.
Okay, SCI. Perfect. And are you still at 909 North Church Street in Atkins?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And the structure of the business, is it S-Corp, C-Corp, S-Corp?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. And one more. And how, you're 100% owner, Alan?
Yes.
And you've been in business for 20 years, correct?
Yeah, over that, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. All right, yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do. Yeah, point you in the right direction here.
Just trying to get, like, you know, lines of credit where I'm not having to pay these outrageous fees. And some of the, I mean, people offer me capital all the time, but it's, the money costs too much, you know. But if I can get lines of credit where if I had, you know, $100,000 or more in there and I need to, if I've got some open contracts and I need to prepay everything, then, you know, for 30 to 60 days, then I'm good. And I just pay for the line of credit that I take out, you know. Like if I had $100,000 in there, I took out $50,000, just pay on that and pay monthly and not pay. Some of these people want you to pay weekly, and some of them are even daily, and it's outrageous rates, you know. And I've talked to a few that are better, and you know, and but you know, the best rates are going to be with the banks, but the banks aren't as easy tying up, you know, no collateral, and the loans are just harder to get, and it's just too much of a pain to deal with a bank anymore.
Yeah,
rates are better. Like if I went and got a personal loan, then you know, I'd get a, you know, 3 or 4% personal loan. But you know, with local bank, but they usually require some
collateral,
they want some kind of collateral. But in the old days, I could just do a signature for $200,000 personal loan. You just can't hardly do that anymore.
No way. Not after 2008, man.
Yeah.
Well, are you familiar with working capital loans at all?
Yeah, somewhat. I just haven't had to borrow a lot in the past. So it's just like, it's convenient to be able to, if I get a project, now I need to get it, project worked through in the next 30 days. It's nice to have that there instead of having me to wait for 60 days before I can really start the project, you know, just with my own money.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard.
Do you deal with like a net 30 or a net 60, something like that?
Most of my net 30s can turn into net 90, you know.
I know it should be,
that,
man.
Happens all the time.
I know, and especially like it seems like the larger the project, the larger the company, like commercial wise, the more they
like
drag
Walmart.
Their. Yeah, they'll
kind of
drag their
around
feet
if they want to.
Yeah, because who are you compared to them? You know, they can with, but anyway, so the line of credit compared to a working capital loan, they're both very similar in the sense that we're gonna get you qualified for the longest amount and longest term possible.
Yeah.
It's just a little different because line of credit is pretty much based on what you have in the bank there, so they're lending you your own money, sort of.
Yeah.
And working capital loans, not really based on credit or deposits. It's based on revenues.
Okay.
And it's a lump sum straight into your business bank account. So it's a little different than the line of credit. Like you're used to maybe writing checks and it just you pay on what you use.
Yeah.
And the working capital is more like say you have a project and you're thinking maybe you need $100,000 for materials, maybe a little more or less. We get you the full $100,000. put in there, and then you make payments on that. We do have daily, weekly, and monthly available, depending on what
really
works
want
best.
Weekly or monthly. I mean, weekly or daily.
Or daily, yeah.
Monthly,
yeah.
Like if we can get some pretty good terms, then I'd be interested. But most of the working capital I've looked at, some of them have given, I've talked to some and they were anywhere from 12 to 25%, and I'm like, and some people are saying, well, that 12% is pretty good rate for working capital, for jumbo money, But I don't know. I'm just kind of shopping around, and I'm going to see, whether or not I'm going to do that. And if I don't know really yet, but if I could get, for example, if I had 100, 200,000 in there working capital, and I didn't have to pay it back, a big, huge lump sum in the first 30 days, because that's what gets me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That first.
If I had, and my stuff's so sporadic, I might have 300,000 in there 1 month, and the next month I might only do 10 to 20,000,
Okay.
And so some of my months might look like 5, 10, 15, 20,000, and then all of a sudden, bam, I've got a big payday.
300.
And it might be another 3 months before I get another 100 or even a $50,000 check,
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Do you have anything coming up in the pipeline in the next month or so that you're looking at?
Yeah, I've got some projects, and I can bid them out, but I got to make sure that I'm set for them. I have to have the people and the resources and everything ready. So I don't like having anybody on the bench where I'm having to pay them and waiting on a project to come up. So I've usually just timing.
Wait for everything to get set up and then bid out whatever you're going to need.
Yeah.
I got you. What's like a typical project look for you?
I may have a data center rebuild or something like that. And if I go and put in three or four consultants, I could make, $50,000 in 2 to 4 weeks. It depends on what's going on in the project. But usually we do really good on those kinds of projects. And then if it's something like break and fix, then I might make more than that in 2 or 3 weeks. I might double that,
Wow.
And then I might have twice the resources. I might have 10 times the resources. So it's very up and down. It's basically
very sporadic.
It's customer demand, So a lot of mine is where I really make my money is where the senior engineering and consulting and IT business, where the mid-level and the junior-level type consultants can't fix and can't do some of the stuff we can do. But and so then the company's money's not an issue. But if we just got to go send in a customer, customer needs a sysadmin, they're not going to pay us good rates for that unless it's something that it's a critical high-priority project for them. They want to go try and find an entry-level people that's going to mess up a project, and then we got to go back and fix it for them. We do that all the time.
Can you explain more of the senior engineering consulting jobs?
Yeah,
I just want to learn a little bit more about, what you guys do.
Mostly like data center builds. Like we might have a network engineer in there fixing a network issue where the network's just not performing up to snuff. So we try to do it more on a corporate basis than just a departmental type basis. So like this one department may have an issue, and it may be a coding issue, a development issue. So we may have somebody working on the code, somebody else working on network issue, and then we got someone else that's like over the whole project that basically oversees all the departments and glues it all together. So we have a project manager may basically just document and keep track of the whole project, and someone like myself, when I'm in there, a lot of times I'm in there talking to the senior VPs in the mahogany row, and it's working deals and trying to get stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get solutions to them as soon as possible.
Bringing people to the table.
They want stuff fixed yesterday that, is going to take us. Sometimes we fix stuff in 2 or 3 days that they've had engineers working on for 6 months they couldn't fix. So then we get a good, they know we can do it, but our rates are going to be higher,
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like you've been, a lot of experience here. How did you get started in the industry?
Oh, I started out real young, and I when I was working in the nuclear industry when I was really young, and Microsoft tried to hire me back in the early 80s, and I blew them off, And, it's so funny. It's a real funny story. I got recruited from the nuclear industry to Atlanta to Digital Equipment Corporation and Delta Airlines, and that's where my career really jump-started. I tripled my salary to move to Atlanta.
Whew.
Started my business there, and it just kept getting big. Like in the first 2 years, I kept tripling and doubling my salary. And so then it got to be contract, and it was good. It was really good to me. After the 96 Olympics, I moved my business back to Arkansas and did well, but I was having to travel all the time. And so now I travel out of central Arkansas, or I try to get more Arkansas-based business. So.
Yeah. Do you see demand kind of increasing, you know, as just technology and everything is just getting incorporated?
If I wanted to go move my business back to Atlanta or go to Austin, Texas, where it's really hot right now.
Yeah, that's a big center for business.
I could write my own ticket, but we're having another child next week or the week after. And
congratulations, man.
I'm not moving. I'll still travel, but I'm not moving. So
yeah.
That's my 10th child. So
10?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's awesome, man. My dad's got 6, but you know, that's not 10.
Well, I've got 7 of mine, and then I've got 3 steps. Children, so 10's a good number.
That must be a fun house.
It is. Well, I've got my oldest son's in pre-med at Arkansas, and my daughter's doing her master's at Arkansas, and my other daughter's at Arkansas Tech, and then
I've got it.
I've got one in 9th grade, one in 8th grade, one in 4th grade, one in 1st grade, one in pre-K, and then this new one. So they're all spread out really far.
And they're kind of established in Arkansas now, you know, got kids in pre-med all the way to, you know, middle school.
Yep.
Wow. So how's, so I get back to business, I guess, because it is a sales-based loan here, Alan. It is based off, you know, revenues. What did you do last year in revenue, like gross annual sales?
Oh, last year.
Yeah, just ballpark,
I have to go back and look at the taxes. Just know that in the summer, usually toward the summer, and then September is usually my best time. I can remember last year doing, what was last year? I mean, it was really good in the summer last year, probably about $300,000. And then I don't know if I did as much as $500,000 last year, but see, like I say, when I was in Atlanta, I would do $500,000 in the first 3 months. But I had to pay. I had a lot of expenses. I had employees, you know, contractors that I paid. I didn't actually hire direct employees in that business. I had three other businesses that we had direct employees, but I didn't in the consulting business. I just basically paid them on 1099, and they paid their own taxes. It saved me a lot of money.
That's a good idea.
Last year was probably better than this year so far. But I haven't had the capital to really kick off some of these big projects, and I've got one in mind in Conway, Arkansas, that if we get that one, it's going to be big. So that could turn it to over the 500,000 mark, but right now I'm probably only sitting at first part of the year was really slow. I probably did 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, then I probably did 100. I've only probably done 150 this year.
Okay.
The year before, it was over 300, I'm sure.
Okay, that's not bad. And you know, when's this bigger project? When's it coming up?
It'll be September.
Nice. Beginning or end of the month?
Probably middle.
Probably middle of the month.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get everything finalized.
Have you worked with these people before? Is this a new client?
Yeah, it's repeat.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's the best way to do business, right?
Yep.
That's how we stay around here.
Yeah, I kind of got bought out in 94 when I was consulting with Delta Airlines, and we basically built Airport of the Future. I had Arthur Anderson type companies that were trying to buy us out, and I just told them no. I said, we're private. We're not – they couldn't push us around. What they were doing is they're going in there and getting all these little consulting companies, buying them out, and then putting them to work for them, and then they couldn't do the work. You see what I'm saying?
We weren't experienced enough.
Yeah, and then they tried to do that with us, but they were pushing these other guys around. And this one company was even a publicly traded company, so they just basically went and did a hostile takeover of them. Oh, you can't do that.
He's
do
bought up all their stock.
I own this company 100%. You can't touch me.
Yeah, did they just buy up all their stock and say, yeah, we control you now?
Yes, sir. Once they controlled them, they just took them over.
That's brutal.
Yep.
Oh, man. How's your credit? You know, good, bad, in the middle?
Personal? Oh, I've got really good credit. Always have. Because of not knowing what I'm going to do on my working capital, I've actually got some credit card debt right now. It's not real bad, but, you know, like I might have a... Oh, let's see how much credit card debt I've probably got. I don't know. It's not bad. It's probably $10,000 or $20,000. But I've still got some available credit on credit cards. I just don't use it.
Do you have any other loans out?
No. Say again?
Do you have any other loans out? Anything else like working capital, lines of credit?
I've got one line of credit, and it's not very large. You know, it's only like a 50, how much is it, $50,000. And it's worked pretty good.
Have you used that up yet, or?
Yeah, I haven't used all the funds. I always reserve and put some back in another.
About 30K in there. Or have you used 20K? Yeah, just ballpark. Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea.
There's I've even paid probably paid half of it back and then took some more out and then just pay it. You know, I'm saying. So what I usually do is they'll do like a, if I pay it back over a year, they'll do 1.5% for the first 6 months and then 1% for the next 6 months. So that's still pretty good. When we're talking that kind of money, it's still pretty good fees, but it's cheaper than some of the other working capital I looked at.
That's, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely really good cheap, and it's a great line of credit. Who do you have that with?
Cabbage.
Cabbage?
Yeah.
Do you do all your banking with them, or do you bank with, other banks?
No, I've got several local banks here. And I could get loans with banks. I tell you, that process, it's brutal. One time I went and needed some money for, it was about a $200,000 loan, and I put up my house, and my house was paid for. And it took me, I bet, 6 months to get that loan. And then I paid the loan off, and 3 months later. But it's like the process to go through and get that loan, I said, I don't want to go through it anymore. It's brutal.
Yeah, it's like, how could it take longer for them to approve you than it does for you to pay the loan back?
I know. And then I can go buy a $100,000 car on my signature right now.
No, anyone could. I mean, you know.
It doesn't make any sense. The banking stuff's got to free up some. It's terrible.
Well,
I understand what they're trying to do, but, you know, you turn around and you bail banks out, and they don't help us. They give bonuses to their chairmen, you know, and their board members.
Oh, no, of course. Well, that's the whole issue, you know. Like you said, you can go in and get a $100,000 car and drive it off the lot with, you know, a signature and a Social Security number, but trying to get a $100,000, and that's a car. That's only, you know, you're losing money the second it gets off the lot. Like, it's not, there's no return on investment there. And then you're going to tell the bank, like, hey, I got a project coming up. I need $100,000. I'm going to make 50% return on it, and they're, you know, by the time you get the money, the project's over, you know.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you know, my credit, before I had acquired a little bit of credit card debt, I looked at my credit the other day, and it was like 688. Usually mine's like 750 to 800, but it's amazing what just a little bit of, like, if I had used 50% of my available credit on some of my credit cards. And I probably should have just got their credit limits raised real high where I would
have
the credit ratio. That's what I'm going to start doing. I've never had to do that. Well, I went on one of my business credit cards, and I just did an online request for the increase. I did one of them, and they raised it up another $8,000 just by that one thing right there. And I'm like, well, that's what I need to do on my personal ones too, because my 680 or 90 credit score is not fair to somebody. I've never paid late ever. To somebody that's 21 years old and they've got a 700 credit score, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. They don't. You got to really, the FICA way they're modeling it nowadays is a little different than it was. And mine used to. I could max all my credit cards out 1 month and pay them off the next. My credit score would hardly bounce down at all. But now, you use any of your available credit, and your credit score is going down.
No, that's the name of the game now.
I'm already working on that. I noticed that just recently, so I've never really had to use credit cards much. And I'm going to I'm going to have all of my personal ones raised up to where I've got more than 50% available, you know.
Well, that similar situation, I had to just increase my personal ones as well, because, you know, I was just making a little bit more money and spent using more of it, and, you know, it's like I'm making more money, spending more money, but I'm getting penalized for it because I'm maxing them out every single month.
Yeah.
You know, and then paying them all off, but maxing it out, you know, so I totally understand. Have you approached your bank at all for these loans, or are you just staying away from it?
Like, no, I've not really. Let me think of who I've talked. No, not my local bank. I talked to my local banker about a year ago about doing a raw land deal, and they weren't giving me real good rates, and I just told them no. But you can go to Farm Credit, and you can get all the land you want for, you know, cheap rates. Yeah. I mean, 3.6% they approved me on. But I'm like, I don't, like, if I wanted a house or something, my local banker would be great. I'd get a 3 or 4% loan, and it'd go through pretty quick. But for lines of credit and just raw land right now, is hard to buy. It's like, if somebody's in foreclosure and you find a really good deal on land, because I make some money, I've made some really good profits off some land, had this one deal going, and it was with my bank. My bank had a repo on 50-something acres. Well, I ended up paying cash for this
hop on that
land. Yeah, and I made, I made over, in 30 days, I made over $100,000 profit on it. Just because
you just flipped it?
Yeah, turned right around 30 days later and sold it to the neighbor. Yeah.
What a smart guy.
You know, if I hadn't had the resources and basically having to move stuff around, borrow from Peter to pay Paul, that's what I did, and it worked. But you're not going to always run into that, you know?
I mean, yeah, you took advantage of a low-hanging fruit there, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Alan, I'll let you get back to work here. I got everything I need to get a general idea of, you know, how
okay.
we can help you out. What's a good email? I'll send the info I need to get from you to, you know, get the file over to underwriting, get some numbers back for you.
You can use the same one.
The A Stubs at Hotmail?
Yeah, you can use that one. That's fine.
Perfect. And when should we touch base about this? I want to see if you have any questions. Make sure you got it all. Maybe like Monday, Tuesday.
Crazy. Yeah, you can try me Monday. It depends on when the baby comes, because my wife.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot.
She's already dilated, probably past one now. So I don't know when labor's going to start. It's going to be quick, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I say we'll have a baby before the 22nd, but I don't know if it'll be next week. It may be the following week, you know, around the 22nd.
Hey, well,
they said they're going to induce by the 22nd if she hasn't had it by then.
You know what I'll do? I'll send you an email on Monday, and we'll schedule a call. That way, you know, if you probably got a hectic week ahead of you. I totally understand.
Think so.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's the best idea. I'll shoot you an email on Monday, see where you're at, and if you want to, you know, make a phone call later on in the day, we'll schedule something.
All right, sounds good, bro.
All right, sounds good, Alan. Take care, man. Good luck on that baby.